I'm Paul Wegraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me in the studio today is the relatively new Executive Director of the Christina Cultural Arts Center, James Ray Rhodes. Welcome, Ray.
Thank you, Paul. I'm glad to be here.
So glad to have you join us. You follow in the footsteps of a legend in the Delaware arts community, Ray Jones Avery. But let's talk a little bit about your background. I know you've been involved with Christina Cultural Arts Center for longer than your tenure as the executive director. What got you engaged with Christina in the first place?
Yeah, well, Christina is a jewel in our community, and I'm a native Wilmingtonian, born and raised in the city of Wilmington. My initial training professionally is as an architect, and I just had a profound awareness of my surroundings around me, just encapsulated with buildings and structures. So I went to Hampton University, got my architecture degree, came back home, practiced architecture. And then I had this awareness of how our students, particularly students of color, were struggling in mathematics. So I became a tutor, a mentor, started tutoring students and mentoring students. Then I spent 3 years in the classroom, and it was another light that went off that said, you know, when you combine those two, education and the arts, students can really excel. I had been involved with Christina previously as a board member back in the early 90s when I graduated. I came on board as a facilities committee member, and that's when I met Ray, and I saw her fire. I saw her passion, and I wanted to stay aligned with the organization. I then joined Kumba's board, which is an organization, a charter school that Ray helped found it, and again, helping students to become highly motivated to seek education as a priority. So I eventually spent the last 4 years at Christina as the academic success coordinator for the Heart of the Hoodie program. And I've done that in the evenings. And when this position presented itself, I prayed about it, studied long and hard, raised blueprint, and said, you know what, I think I can take on this next tag. So here I am today.
Now, Christina Cultural Arts Center, located right in the center of downtown Wilmington, 700 block of Market Street. Its mission is kind of a unique mission in the realm of arts organizations in Wilmington. Mm-hmm. Could you speak to the mission of the Christina Cultural Arts Center and how that resonates with what's important to you?
Right. And in a nutshell, our mission is just to use the arts, performing arts, creative arts, visual arts to infuse school success. So we find that students who embrace the arts, whether it's dancing, singing, playing an instrument, that they're more probably have a greater success in the classroom. So we use arts education, performing arts. We have live studio performances in our center, and we use that to infuse not only education success, but we also use it as a way of having students being able to express themselves. A lot of times students and sometimes adults like to keep things bottled up inside, but when they're performing, when they're dancing, they're playing instrument, it allows them to be self-expressive, and that's their mark on whatever they're doing. So we want to continue to use that mission to really build on what our students are doing in school, because we know the challenges that they have.
Now, in addition to being an art center, as is indicated in the name of the organization, you really serve a function almost as a community center as well. Because I know a lot of your programming is family oriented, and I know that's very important to you. Could you speak to that?
Absolutely. So when we have students who come in, whether they're young students or older students, we try to provide access to information that our participants may not get to. For instance, if we have a mother who's struggling with paying her electric bill, we put them in front of our providers, our list of providers who we know, Catholic Charities and others, who will be able to assist them. We talk about services that they might not get every day on their jobs or in their community. So we like to put information in front of them. In addition, we have programs in the evenings for our teens where we put them in front of speakers. We put them in workshops where they learn how to navigate the streets, per se, and learn how to stay away from those other, you know, vices that are offered in the streets. So our Heart Under the Hoodie program, a tribute to Trayvon Martin, we teach the kids that it's important to learn to be expressive, but we want them to beat drums instead of beat each other. We want them to shoot cameras instead of shoot guns, and we want them to act out on stages instead of acting out in the classroom. So we're using the arts as an expressive form to overcome some of the social challenges that a lot of our students have, not only focused on students, but also adults as well, if they have challenges in their lives.
So at Christina Cultural Arts Center, there are a host of different types of classes and opportunities. I believe you have some early childhood programs mm-hmm. as well. Could you speak to the range of the types of classes? You've been touching on it, but yep. you know, like what are the different art forms that are represented? What age ranges right. do you serve?
Yeah, so we have an early learning center, which is a 5-star early learning center. It's the highest ranking you can get in the state of Delaware. We serve grades pre-K, ages 3 and 4, and ages 5. And during the course of their day, those students are provided with arts education, whether it's singing, dancing, drama, learning to play instruments. And that's not happening all across the state or in the country. So we're infusing this arts early because we found success in areas where we did it over the last 5 or 6 years that shows that when these students get it, they're on pace to read by the third grade because arts infuses their mindset. We have a range of different dance classes from ballet to hip-hop, jazz, modern, starting early age, no experience, intermediate, and advanced. So beginner, intermediate, and advanced, all levels. We have African dance dance classes. We have karate at the studio. And we also have instrumental lessons, piano, saxophone, drums. So those students that come through the center, they are also provided with opportunities to learn about our other programs, live performances, et cetera.
Now, what are the populations you serve? I mean, you're right in the heart of downtown. Where do your students come from?
Well, our students come from all across Newcastle County, as far south as Middletown and Bear. However, we serve, and we don't stick to this, and it's not really structural. But we serve predominantly the 19801, 802, and the 805 zip codes. But again, we have students all throughout Newcastle County. Some of our instructors come as far north as Philadelphia, Chester. And we have a long list of alumni who still come back and serve Christina, who danced at Christina as children.
And where do your instructors come from? Because you have quite a range.
Right. They come from all over. We have professional instructors that teach. They come mostly from Newcastle County, but again, some come from Philadelphia. Some are dancing professionally with other dance studios, and they tour the country. So that notoriety helps us when we go out to market and try to strengthen our brand.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Christina Cultural Arts Center is a United Way organization.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And one of very few arts organizations in the state of Delaware that is. What does it take to become a United Way organization?
Well, I think, again, United Way has very specific guidelines. I believe the first state of business, you have to be a nonprofit organization.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, you know, provide certain financial information. You have to have a sustainability, show that you have been in the ball game for a while, per se. And then it's just a matter of becoming a full-fledged member. You have to go through a orientation course, meet the guidelines, and then once you do that, you can go ahead and become a member.
So there are levels of financial accountability, governing accountability, and so on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Christina, I mean, has been around, the history goes back.
75 years this year.
75 years.
Right.
And it began, didn't it begin down at the old Swedes Church?
It did. It began as a community center for Swede and Jewish immigrants. As the mission grew, as they percentage of the population started fading, the mission changed to focus on inner city African Americans and retaining their cultural heritage.
Now, I'm curious. You came into the position in November of 2019, so you've been there for a few months. How much have you heard about the challenge of the shoes you had to fill?
Well, I didn't have to hear anything because I knew firsthand from working with Ray, even back in 97 when I joined the board. Her fire hasn't changed. It's been the same. She's been consistent. She's passionate about what she does. And those are pretty much models that I want to follow. I want to continue to, and I'm a passionate person myself. I want to continue to take Christina to new levels. So I always like to tell people I could never, ever replace Ray. Ray's irreplaceable. Mm-hmm. But all I could use is the model and blueprint that she's left and continue to grow Christina and take it to higher heights. And she embraces that as well.
Well, I'd like to build on that. But first, let me remind our listeners that you are tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. Our guest in the studio today is James Ray Rhodes, the executive director of the Christina Cultural Arts Center. Ray, talking about the legacy that Ray Jones Avery has left behind and your vision for the future, where do you see Christina Cultural Arts going in the near and more long-term future?
Yeah, well, so we're right in the middle of planning a strategic plan. So we are embracing facilitators for that right now to help us lay out what we want to look like in the next, say, 3, 5, and 10 years. And a part of that purpose is just to engage our stakeholders, do a survey to see what services we're providing and to what level to see what we need to do better. All we're looking to do is see how we can get better. One way we can do that is to get out into the schools, get out into the communities, get out to those places that we don't touch every day. You talked about how far do we expand. We would like to see our brand have no limits. So mm-hmm. if we have to go down to Dover to recruit some folk, we want to get down to places like Sussex County and Dover and Kent County. We want to be able to get into schools. We want to be on people's a list of who to call when they want performers, or either whether it's dance, singing, spoken word, or whatever. So, and we also want to use technology, continue to use technology to infuse our students to grow to higher heights. And lastly, we would like to look at getting our students out traveling abroad, traveling internationally, so that they can see the impact of the arts and in other cultures.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned earlier Akumba Academy and how it kind of spun off mm-hmm. from the work of Christina Cultural Arts Center and Ray Jones Avery's vision. Could you talk a little bit about that relationship between Christina and Akumba and how Christina serves as a resource at times for
right.
Akumba?
Right. So, the relationship there, we like to say that they're our sister organization. Akumba is doing very well. It's one of the longest standing charter schools in the state of Delaware. And again, we have arts as a focus of their education. So a lot of the students who go through Akumba are provided with opportunities to come and be a part of Christina. We have some students who come and been dancing since 3, 4 years mm-hmm. old. Mm-hmm. So we continue to work with them by putting on programs where they're invited to be our guests. We have a program called Carols and Colors where it's a depiction of the Black Nativity by a dance group out of Philadelphia, and we invite the Akumba Academy to come be a part of that and maybe inspire them to maybe come and join one of our classes. So one of the instructors that works there is one of our dance instructors. So I'm going to meet with the principal of Akumba next week just mm-hmm. to introduce myself and share my vision and hopefully embrace the relationship further.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's turn now to a program that I believe Christina has had going on, and you have one coming up, your Literary Cafe, and I believe you're featuring Toni Morrison mm-hmm. And her literary contributions coming up in early March. Talk about that Literary Cafe, because I think some of our listeners, when we hear of Christina Cultural Arts Center, we know about the dance, the music, but the literary, this is an important component of what you do.
That's right. So we look at literature again. In a lot of ways, people don't look at it as an art, but it is an art, mm-hmm. you know. And I look at it as an art, and I think if you can write eloquently, if you can write expressively, that's an art. That's an art form. So our Literary Cafe basically highlights remarkable writers, and obviously Toni Morrison needs no introduction. You know, being a Nobel Peace Prize laureate for her work. She's going to be honored, and we're going to talk about her work. We're going to have some speakers. We're going to have a roundtable discussion on what her work did for our community, what she did for America, and what her work means to be able to kind of honor her. So we also put workshops on where we have writers that come in. I'm a former SAT tutor, so I embrace that part of the challenge for our students to show them that writing is an art, and you have to practice at it. So we put these workshops on from time to time as a way of saying this is another art form, and we want to be able to expose our students and our community residents to it.
And where can the public find out information about this literary cafe, the workshops, and how to participate?
Yeah, so they can go to our website. It's www.ccacde.org. Or they can call in to the office, and one of our registrars will be more than glad to help them. The telephone number is area code 302-652-0101.
Now, in your first 3 months with Christina Cultural Arts Center, what have you seen that sort of confirms what you always believed, and what have you seen that is kind of a new revelation for you?
What I've seen, that what I've always known is confirmed, is that, again, Ray's brand is clearly marked. Ray being Ray Jones Avery is clearly marked on Christina, and everyone who comes through that center embraces it, and they can still see it. She's still a part of our transition as we allow her, I would say, use that loosely, to go into her next phase of life. She's still helping with the transition. She's still fiery. You know, she's still embracing what we have, and she has a passion for it. We have a staff of dedicated and committed workers, I would say. They're our cultural curators. They curate the culture of what we want to exhibit at Christina. When people walk through, there's a smile, there's a handshake, there's a hug, and we have a very dedicated staff. And I would say I haven't seen anything new. I'm still seeing our numbers are increasing in areas that we want them to, as far as enrollment. And we're looking at other opportunities on how we can grow. So it's been, you know, quite a remarkable experience in the first 90 days.
Now, we have a few minutes left, and you've had several years experience with Christina. Are there any particular, for lack of a better word, success stories or memorable experiences for students that have gone through the program that come to mind?
There are some. Right now, we have a young lady who went through Christina. She's one of our dance instructors. She's a former Christina dancer. She also works with our Early Learning Center as an assistant teacher. She has a wonderful spirit, a wonderful passion. And when we talk about Christina, and I think what resonates with me more than anything is the spirit of the institution. When you walk through the building, you see the artwork that's curated. You see the people, you see the dancers when the students are with their instructors. It's just a spirit that you don't find in too many organizations. We also had a young man who went through Christina. His father used to be an instructor there. Now he's taking music lessons, and I happened to walk in on him and his brother, and he was singing and playing, and these young men are 19 and 20 years old. And they're in the studio or in a gallery playing music instead of out on the streets, you know, being involved in other things. So I'm embracing the spirit, and I'm just going to continue to carry the legacy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned early on that your background was architecture, which I believe the Bureau of Labor Statistics identifies as part of the creative sector. Mm-hmm. But could you speak to the value of what your young people are experiencing, whether or not they go on to become a performing artist or a visual artist or a literary artist?
Right. And with those performances, again, you know, we're left to sometimes believe that, you know, we aren't talented. We're, you know, people will not like what I produce. But, you know, as any arts, visual art form, it's left to the eye of the beholder. So we're teaching our young students to just be expressive, express yourself. We want people to be able to speak up and speak out. And one way you do that is through the arts. You know, be proud of your design. That's your author of it. Be proud of your writings. Be proud of how you dance and how you perform, and use it to inspire others. You know, I was just in New York for a program a couple of weeks ago, Ray and I, And every time I go to New York, you can tell I'm a tourist because I'm looking up at the architecture. I'm taking pictures. Yeah. I'm stopping. I'm holding up traffic. So I'm just amazed at the inspiration that I get from architecture. And when I open a book and I see a piece of art, not only am I looking at the picture now I'm trying to critique it. I'm trying to put my touch on it, on what I would have done different. So we're trying to teach our students to use art in all the forms of to be expressive.
Mm-hmm. How have you seen the population being served change, grow, diminish, expand?
I think it's for right now, I think it's steady. But again, we're not, you know, I wouldn't say we consider ourselves an African-American institution. We're a cultural arts institution. And when you talk about culture expands across all borders. Arts expands across all borders. So we're trying to infuse different populations. Again, being in the center city of Wilmington, right in the midst of things, you know, we see a different population group. So we're engaging our neighbors, the Delaware College of Art and Design, you know, the Queen, Grand Opera House. So all the people who frequent those places, we would like them to come be a part of Christina and what we're doing and possibly take one of our classes.
Well, with a 75-year history, right? Did
yes.
I get that right? 75-year mm-hmm. history as an anchor organization on Market Street in Wilmington. I mean, your history is legendary. The impact is profound. We have a charter school now in Wilmington that is a spinoff. Really, the work that you've done is commendable. We have about a half a minute left. I just want to remind our listeners that you can learn more about Christina Cultural Arts Center at www.ccacde.org. Any final parting words, Ray Rhodes?
Just again, I'm eternally grateful. My spirit is invigorated with the legacy that Ray Jones Avery has left. Ray will always be a part. Some people want to call her emeritus. I would say she's always going to be the grandmother of our organization. But we invite listeners to come down and be a part of what we're doing. Go to our website, look at our programs, call in, come in, stop in to see me if they want to be a part of what Christina's doing.
And with that, thank you so much, James Ray Rhodes, the new executive director of Christina Cultural Arts Center.
Thank you, Paul.